Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we talk about the reign of the Antichrist.
Welcome to the church.
Okay.
I have a letter I want us to pray for.
Okay. Want us to pray?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, in this meeting, whatever is in your heart, before or after, whatever, just be free to put them out. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everything that's in your heart, whether it's for somebody else, you want to, that's where it's a fellowship. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you again, Lord. You're opening the entrance to your word, Lord. Give us light. And we, you have lit, oh God, our life up with your light. Bible says you have given us the light of life. Therefore, we shall never walk in darkness. Though darkness will cover the heart, and gross darkness in people as the age closes out. But Christ is our light of life, and we shall never walk in darkness. So as we read your word this morning, Lord, let the Holy Spirit expand the same word to us. Lord, and even we have left here, Lord, let the Holy Ghost continue to minister the word and expand the word unto us. Father, we ask in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the reign of the Antichrist, these things are given to give us a warning. To give us a warning, so we might be know how to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Amen? So there are events that will happen after the rapture of the church. When the Lord has taken the church, many events will take place and so on. In fact, most of the prophetic events remaining in the Bible are for the time when the church has been raptured. But the Lord put them in the book and so also that he might not only warn the people, but we can look around us and see how near the coming of the Lord is. That is the thing. As we make ourselves ready, praise the Lord. Before that, I want to read a couple of scriptures here in John 14. So, verse 17. So, people seek the Holy Spirit for different things. Some seek the Holy Ghost, they think it's for entertainment. Some seek the Holy Ghost, and they think that we speak in tongues and so on. Thank God that is part of Him and so on. But let's even see more, and so many Christians today don't even know the purpose of the Holy Ghost, really, you know. But let's read some things about the Holy Spirit and so on, is to bring the revelation of Christ to us. In John 14, verse 17, talking about the Holy Spirit. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, the world can receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is from the mouth of the Master himself. How? Why? Because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen? That is a compound statement from the Lord. He is the Holy Ghost, he is the Father, and he is the Son. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, he was with them, but he said, I will come again. So he was with them at that time. He said, I will come again, and he comes back to the church in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Say, it will be in you. It shall be in you. So it's in you today, and it's in me. Praise the Lord. So as many that have received him, praise the Lord. Now, John 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is called, the Holy Ghost is also called the Comforter. Praise the Lord. When the Comforter is called, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. That is the sign of someone who has received the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because people that speak in tongues, it's part of it. But we see other people today who speak in tongues, and even devils speak in tongues too. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So I don't care, they speak in tongues and they don't testify of Christ, they have a wrong spirit. Amen? To every truth of God, there's a wrong, there's a perversion, there's a counterfeit. Like you have a real dollar, that's a counterfeit dollar. Amen? In fact, the devil can't create anything. He can only counterfeit that which the Lord has made. Praise the Lord. Adultery is the wrong act and perversion of the real act. Amen? Take any reality, that's a perversion of it. Praise the Lord. That's right.
There is more perversion than
because we are, because the Antichrist that will always be here, the Spirit is here.
Yeah.
And they will do all they can to pollute the world, and but when it gets to a point, God will have to take the church out.
Yeah.
In fact, what we are seeing today, you think it's much? There is worse time coming.
Mm-hmm.
What we are seeing, the Lord said, this evil you see in the world are only just the beginning of sorrow. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He cut a pine, the Lord said, and he could have gotten what now? Bible says it's only him that left. Amen. That, you know, that is still withholding the devil from coming in full color. Can you imagine how bad it is when the church is gone on the rapture? So that's why God always takes his people out before the worst happens. Amen. So we should never take for granted the warnings of the Lord. Amen. So don't every generation that make light of the warnings of the Lord, they end in destruction. As we can go to Genesis, God is so, you know, patient. For 120 years, sent a prophet in the name of Noah to warn that creation of that last generation and so on, and they mock him. Maybe they are so caught and empty. What kind of rain is it that will destroy the earth? You are dealing with the Almighty. God chose to speak through his people. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They took Noah for granted. Who are you, Noah, and so on? You don't even know it's half on the left. We are the greatest scientists in the world, and so on. We've been here all this year. No, never a rain fell like that. But when God speaks, he is the creator of all the ends of the earth. Amen?
Amen.
So it just happened as the Lord said. Only 8 souls escaped, and so on. And the thing is this, the Lord is so good, he never brings judgment until he has won. Amen?
Yes.
That is the nature of our God. He's a good God. Amen?
Amen?
The Lord is good unto all. But the incorrigible, when they come to a time when they will never repent, he has no more option to let them but perish. Amen? Praise the Lord. So this is the day of grace, and it's ending very fast. Praise God. So the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Ghost, don't mind what people say. By their fruit, we shall know them. Amen? An orange can't produce an apple. Amen?
Amen?
It is impossible. Praise the Lord. So that is it. And so on. So by their fruit, they don't confess and testify of Jesus, they have a wrong spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, John 16. So that way. 13. How be it? When he, the spirit of all the way, the spirit of truth. Amen?
Amen.
There is truth, there's error. Amen? So how be it? When he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And watch, he will show you things to come. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost, among other things, testify of Christ, he will show us things to come. That's why we are going through the book of Revelation, because the Holy Spirit, the Lord, has portrayed in the Bible of things to come. Amen? Praise the Lord. Why show things to come? That you may make yourself ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. And to avoid calamities like he warned in the days of Noah and so on. Now, Revelation chapter 1. So, tonight, I mean this morning, the reign of the Antichrist. See on Revelation. Now, verse 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. If it was shut in AD 96, that was when the author, the scribe of this book, the Lord dictated this book to him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said at that time, these are things that are shortly come to pass. Take it for 2,000 years ago. How much now short is the time? Amen?
Amen.
If it was short in 96 AD, how much shorter is it now? It's even at the door. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't you ever forget that even in the days of Noah, after all those years of warning and so on, one day, the cloud begins to form. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They are still joking. We see clouds before and so on. They come darker and darker, they are still murky and so on. And then the heavens were open and so on, the rain began to fall. Well, we have seen rain before. The first day, nothing happened, it just rained. Keep on raining and so on. Until they went to the top of the roof. That won't save them. It was the flood still came and so on and overcome. So that's how it is. The Lord says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Lord. As a snare, as a thief in the night. Amen? Praise the Lord. As a thief in the night, so shall he come upon all them, as a snare upon the face of the earth. So we see that. So the Lord is talking here and so on. He says, shortly to come to pass and so on. Verse 2. who bear witness and record of the word of God. So he was just recording God's word, and so the Lord appeared to him, and he was just recording. In fact, as a prophecy in John 21, that the Lord spoke to the disciples and so on, after the resurrection, about seven of the disciples just say, Peter said, I'm going out fishing, you know. I always love it, really. Then about five of them joining, we go with you. So they went out fishing in John 21 and so on, and they fish all night, I believe it is, and they caught nothing and so on. Then they were coming in the morning, then they saw the Lord on the shore and so on. And the Lord made them break fast, coat of fire for them and put fish on it and so on. In their conversation in that morning and so on, and then, you know, and the Lord told Peter, feed my sheep. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Feed my sheep. You know, the Lord told him and so on. Then Peter was asking the Lord and so on, what about this other man? What will he do? You know, talking about John the Beloved. You know, the Lord always has, you know, has different groups. We are all his people, but his people are like a wheel within a wheel. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wheel within a wheel. He has the innermost circle and so on. Of the 12, he has three which are even closer. Then of the three, there is one that is even closest. That's John the Beloved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even many of the time, the other ones will ask John, what did he love me? Amen? Praise the Lord. That's how I want to be. I want to be the one to be asked about the Lord. Amen? I want to be close to him. Amen? I want to know all the master does. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyway, the Lord told Brother Peter, he said, I just commanded you. What is it to you, this man? Do what I tell you to do. What if he tarries till I come? Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. There was even a rumor that the Lord meant that John the Lord will tarry until Jesus comes again. There was even a rumor about that and so on. I'm not a disciple and so on, you know. And what I'm going to do. But truly, this beloved Fra John is described for the book of Revelation. Truly enough, in a way, the Lord, he did tarry when the Lord visited him on the Isle of Patmos. Talking of the supernatural, he passed on about 96 AD. Before where he wrote this book, where the Lord gave him this book, was called the Isle of Patmos, as we just read here, Isle of Patmos and so on. And before that, a supernatural event happened to him. And it's even in the history books of the world, if you want to. This brother was casted into a boiling oil. I mean, boiling oil. And he didn't die. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And they took him for a wish. And so on. And cast him to the Isle of Patmos. Do you know what that looks like? It's like the... in San Francisco. I've been there before. We went to the island. In San Francisco, there's a lot of... We used to go there. We just go to the island and so on. It's a little island, cold water surrounding it and so on. In those days, there are even sharks and so on in there. That's how they put Rajon. But when you are going through something, you will be wondering, where is the Lord? Where is the Lord? When did it happen to John? But great things happened. Now the Lord, they now appear to him. Amen?
Amen.
I gave him this book. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's now to show us the future, to reveal the day we are living in, and even beyond. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyway, blessed is he that readeth, verse 3, this book. And you know that this is the book that is even hardly open in so many churches. They hardly say anything from this book. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But look how the Bible says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, not only hearing it now, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
If in 96 AD the time was at hand, you can now tell how even more at hand these things are. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So there are many things written in this book that we can't talk about, but today we're talking about one of the events that we say are at hand, the reigning of the Antichrist. Last week we talked about his writing and so on, and the covenant with the Jews, and how it declares to be God in the temple that shall be built any time. We show how, even from what is going on now, how they have made ready the building of the temple. They've gotten everything ready that the Lord spoke of will happen in the temple in Revelation 11. They've gotten everything ready. only waiting for the castle to be built and so on. So we are going to move on this morning and talk about the event when the Antichrist will reign. So we do that. Now in Revelation 1 verse 9, I John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. That's why I call him that he suffered so much, tribulation and so on, persecution if you want to. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Watch those words. In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. We must be patient, amen. Praise the Lord. The coming of the Lord has even warned us. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Amen. Even in the book of James, we were warned everywhere because events will happen so much. Some may warn him, where is the coming of the Lord? Where is the coming of the Lord? So, instead of heeding God's word to be patient, they turn to be mockers. Amen? It will happen and it's happening. Praise the Lord. But the true seed of God, no matter what the persecution, no matter how long it takes, they will heed the word of the Lord. Be ye therefore patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. For the husband man himself waited patiently, you know, for the precious fruit of the earth, and he had long patience for it, until he received the early and the later rain. Amen? That is James 5 there. Praise the Lord. He himself is patient and so on. So the Lord put here, so Brother John was patient. So he's telling the rest of the church. So he was in tribulation and persecution. I told you his history and everything like that. So he was there. So but he was patient. Praise the Lord. He never complained. And look at what glory was revealed. When you are tried, the Lord doesn't tempt anybody. Amen?
Amen.
But he does allow us to be tried. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If in your patience you are able to endure that trial and so forth, glory always follows. Amen?
Amen.
Even the Lord himself, Bible says, looking at the joy which was set before him, the glory, he endured the cross. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, let's move on because, you know, so we see here. So, was in the eye that is called Patmos, for what? For the word of God, persecution for the word of God and so on, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, that sister witnessed to that woman there, amen?
Amen?
That Jesus lives today, amen?
Amen.
Even in small things like that, amen, you never know what that woman's life will turn to, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. So let's move on now. So to the reign of the Antichrist and so on. The great tribulation is spoken of as the time of Jacob's trouble. And there are many, many scriptures in the Bible that tells us about the great tribulation. Both the prophet Daniel and the Lord himself refer to this brief period of 3.5 years as the years of the greatest trouble that this planet will ever see and so on. Amen? The Bible warns, the time the world is entering in now, they will enter into a period, though very brief, maximum of 7 years. In the midst of those 7 years, we begin the greatest trouble this planet has ever seen or will see. Amen?
Amen.
Let's take it from the master's mouth, from the word of the Lord. Matthew 24, you remember last week that when the Antichrist entered that temple and declared himself God and break the covenant with the Jews, that is the beginning of the great tribulation. How do we know? The Lord himself says so. Amen? Matthew 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, that is the tribulation temple, the Jewish temple that can be built anytime from now. Whoso readeth, let him understand. For then, from that time on, when that abomination stand in the temple, that Antichrist declare himself in the temple, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The Lord is a righteous God. Amen?
Amen.
Like Abraham rightly said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the unrighteous? Far be it from thee, O Lord." Amen?
Amen.
Well, the Lord talks about prophecy, not to make you be afraid. Amen?
Amen.
If you are living for Christ, amen?
Amen?
Nothing to be afraid of. But one who doesn't have Christ or is not living for Christ has everything to fear. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because you have every or has every reason to fear when you hear these things that the Lord say will come to pass and so on. So, if not that the Lord will shorten the time, there shall no flesh be saved. Don't forget, many years before 1945, a lot of people in the world, they mocked this scripture. What could have happened to the heart? They forgot the days of Noah, they forgot all those things, right? That only his tools were saved. They forgot all those things and so on. But they are taking our modern time of with all our invention. What could have happened that except the Lord God shortened the time, nobody will be saved? Until 1945 in Second World War I, you know, when for the first time the atomic bomb was detonated, and that ended World War II. Praise the Lord. Now their eyes were opened. You see? Now, you know, in a matter of seconds, Japan, who was the leading whatever that war, I don't know how many million perished in there, in a second and so on. The power of the atomic bomb and so on. In 1 second and so on, some of them perish and so on. See? So, they now know what the Lord is saying. Today, they now have even more powerful, but the hydrogen bomb. The hydrogen bomb is even more powerful. Many megatons, you know, and so on. More powerful, 1,000 times powerful than what happened in Hiroshima and so on. So we see that the Bible is true. Praise the Lord. He called the end from the beginning. The true scientist, we always see God in his work. Amen? Praise the Lord. Bible says, there is a science falsely called. Amen? Such as evolution. Amen? That is pseudoscience. That's a false science. Amen? Praise the Lord. Even the greatest scientist of all time has time. Because so far, even his projections, you know, theory of relativity and so on, seen to the atom that made possible what he do in space today because of his theory and so on. He says of evolution, this is his own very word. He said evolution is just foolishness. I think says so. Amen?
Amen?
At one time, I think, I'm quoting him again, he said, God does not play dice with the universe. These are the exact words of Einstein. Amen?
Amen?
So who are the scientists? This is the greatest scientist of all time, the 20th century scientist of all time. Praise the Lord. So true science always agrees with the Bible. So anyway, so let's move on here. So the Lord said that period of time, though brief, will be so terrible and so, you know, great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Legally from another place. In Jeremiah 30. And there are many scriptures. We just give two. The Bible always has two or three witnesses to everything it does and says. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 30, we read verse 7. Alas, the prophet cried, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Just like the Lord said. Amen. None is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. Now watch again. But he shall be saved out of it. Amen?
Amen.
The true Israel shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Though terrible that time will be and so on, but the true worshipper, the true Jew shall be saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are a true worshipper of Christ, you need not fear anything that the Lord says. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, there is a way out for Israel. Those who accept the Messiah shall be saved. As we shall personally see before we finish here, you know, the law will protect its own. Amen? The period of the Great Tribulation will chasten. It's a time of chastening the Jews, you know, and refine them. So it's two things now. He will chasten them for their own belief in the Messiah when he came, and refine them, and then prepare them for the millennium. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The golden age. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
After all these destructions, they are coming a golden age. And he will chasten Israel for their own belief. No, and prepare them for the millennium and so on. Now, talking about the reign of the Antichrist, right? The best book in the Bible or that says so much about the Antichrist reigning is Revelation 13, or the book of Revelation and so on. It's now India, of the Antichrist system, the Lord speaks of two figures, two main figures. We can't go through all of that this afternoon and so on. I will skip some of them. But the Lord speaks of two figures and so on. One, the beast out of the sea. The Antichrist kingdom will consist of these two figures, two main figures, and so on. Then the false prophet. This is somebody, amen. Praise the Lord. These are things that will shortly come to pass. So because, you know, that's what the Bible says. And so don't forget one thing about God's timing. You know? So God doesn't count time with your calendar and my calendar. Amen. There is a 24-hour day for you and me to count our days and everything like that. But a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. Amen?
Amen.
And 1,000 years with the Lord is like a day. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Genesis, when the Lord warned the first parent, of every tree in the garden you can eat. But this one, don't touch this one and everything. The Lord said, the day that you touch this one that has not to touch, you will surely die. What happened? When they broke the law of the Lord and everything, people were thinking, did they die the same day? Yes. They died that day spiritually. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about two deaths. A physical death and a spiritual death. Physical death is a child of spiritual death. Amen? Praise the Lord. Man wasn't created to really die. If you ever wonder, okay, if man didn't sin, you ask me, if man didn't sin, if Adam didn't sin, will he have been living up to this day for 6,000 years? Well, if he living, probably not on the heart here, because the way the Lord created the body and the heart is not meant for permanent existence upon this planet. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's why God demonstrated what could have happened to Adam and Eve by one of his descendants. It's called Enoch. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's the purpose of Enoch is twofold. First of all, to show what would have happened to the first parents had the fall not happened. The Bible tells us in Genesis 5:24 that Enoch was not found because God translated him. Amen?
Amen.
Genesis 5:24, I don't have it in, but it's in there. Also in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the Bible always has two witnesses. In Hebrews 11:5-6 and somewhere in there, say by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen?
Amen.
So it's showing that the church will go on the rapture. Amen?
Amen?
So it depicts two things. First of all, what will happen to Adam and Eve if they hadn't sinned. Number two, it shows what happened to the church of Jesus Christ at the end of time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So we see that in there. So that the two figures in the Antichrist system, the beast out of the sea and the false prophet. Let's get into some of them. Revelation 13, the first one, the beast out of the sea. Now these are just like titles. This, each of them is like a sermon or something on its own. So we won't go into all the depth. But just put in your mind now what the beast kingdom will look like. There are two major, figures in there. The beast out of the sea and then the false prophet. 13:1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. And we go to verse 11. That's the first figure. That's the beast out of the sea and so on. Then verse 11 said this. And I beheld another beast. There are two main figures in there. In the devil's kingdom and so on. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns, like unto a lamb. And he spake like a dragon. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
further reading of the scripture down to Revelation 16 and so on, we show that is the false prophet and so on. So again, those two figures, one day, the Lord permitted, we will now even try to talk more about them. Who is the Antichrist? Is it the beast out of the sea or the false prophet? But not for today. We just keep on going on that one. So you see. So because you know that's too long a thing. So now for now it is enough to mention that these two, they will walk hand and glove throughout their reign. These two figures, they will walk hand and glove, you see, from the time they rise to the time of their destruction. Praise the Lord. They walk together hand and glove. So we see. Now let's see what the Bible says about that. So in to read it. So, tell you what I'm saying now. Revelation 16 says that they walk together and so on. Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits, we are jumping many things now, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. See, they are always walking hand and glove together. Just put that in your mind now. No. Then, Revelation 19. To see how they, even to their destruction, the same thing will happen to them. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken. And we see the false prophet, you see, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. See, they walk out in glow throughout from their rising down to their destruction. Amen? Two figures in the Antichrist system. So we are just making a summary. You know. So now, the reign of the beast. So the reign of the Antichrist. So Revelation 20. Let's see what happened again. Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them. Look at the word deceived. Bible calling that old serpent, right? Now, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, you see, are in glory, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we see that they walk hand in glove. Someday, the Lord permits it, we delve more into what those things really mean, the seven heads, the ten crowns and so forth. We will see and get all the kingdoms of the world, the seven kingdoms from Egypt to Assyria to Babylon to Medo-Persia Empire to the Grecian Empire to Rome, 6 and to 7, the revived Roman Empire and so on, in some other day if the Lord permits. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of the beast and so on. What no? What I should do is just a summary and so on. The Lord has portrayed in the book the word. What shall be hereafter? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The scripture speaks of this wicked character. So the Antichrist. Talking about the Antichrist, right? Of this wicked character who is full or in league with the beast as follows. In Daniel 11, we are picking some of the things the Lord say will happen in the beast kingdom in the time of his reign. This Antichrist. Daniel 11 says this. Verse 36. And the king shall do according to his way. He will be a self-willed man. And so on. And the king will do according to his way. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. You see? He won't be there forever. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. For that is determined shall be done. The next verse says, neither shall he regard the God of his father, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. You can see that is Satan incarnate. Amen?
Amen.
Last Sunday, I don't know where, last Sunday or Wednesday, we talked about Isaiah 14, right? So, praise the Lord. See, I will be like the Most High, he said. Praise the Lord. I will exalt myself above the stars of God, he said. Praise the Lord. You can't do it, Satan. Praise the Lord. He was cast down at the speed of light. Anyway, verse 38. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. And a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. But as he says, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. So what the Bible is saying here, that coming upon the world soon, anytime from now, is already walking on that ground. The Bible says in the book of John, say little children and so on, you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. And he said, now, even back in 1980, now are there many Antichrists. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have seen them come and go. People are actually there in this country and so on. And there are many of them today. But the Antichrist himself will soon reveal himself. The only thing that is withholding from the Antichrist from revealing himself, because the Holy Spirit is keeping the church here. When the Lord takes out the church here, then he will reveal himself. Praise the Lord. The Lord always spares his people. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh. Now, so, it's a self-willed king, doesn't regard God, exalts himself, and magnifies himself above every God. He will pretend to be the friend of Israel, like we saw last week and so on, for a while, for the first 3.5 years of the 7-year period. He's a pretender and so on, a liar and so on, you know. He will be an implacable hater of the God of Israel. He hates God. Just read it in the Bible just now, you know. So he will not regard the God of his father. What does that mean? That tells us a little bit about the Antichrist. First of all, not all Jews will receive the Antichrist, but some will, and so on. And the thing is this, and the Jew, so if he said the God of his father, that tells us that the Antichrist will more than likely have a Jewish blood. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? So we have a Jewish association. Plus, the Jew won't really believe anybody who doesn't have to be a Jew. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They're just like that. So we see, they won't regard it. So we can see, we can begin to see the traits of the Antichrist and his kingdom. We have a Jewish blood there as well. So, now, just as he begins to manifest himself, two strange prophets, talking about the beast kingdom now and the Antichrist and so on, what is happening and so on, two strange prophets will arise in Israel. And what will they do? They will expose the true character of the Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
When falsehood shows up, God will bring forth the truth to the people. Amen? Praise the Lord. God will tell the truth. So let's see their ministry. So when will they appear? The Antichrist throws off his mask. These two people will appear, or witness, the Bible called them, will appear when the Antichrist will remove his mask, because he has marked himself to be a friend of Israel, right? He can't do it forever. At the middle of the 7 years, he will remove his mask. At that time, and so on, is the beginning of the great tribulation. So these two prophets will appear at that time when the Antichrist threw off his mask and reveals himself not as a friend of Israel, but in his true identity as the arch enemy of all who believe in the God of Israel. Amen?
Amen.
That's when those two prophets will appear upon the face of the earth in Israel. What is their ministry? We'll read shortly. These witnesses will attract world attention by their ministry. Amen? The world, I don't care what they are, the world will be forced to pay attention. Amen? When these two prophets appear, no matter who they are, they will be, by the ministry of these prophets, the world will have to pay attention. Amen?
Amen?
Now, they will cry out that judgment is at hand upon the Antichrist and his kingdom. This is what they will be doing. We read shortly. Like Elijah of old, who denounced Ahab. You know, Elijah just came out of nowhere, right? We read in 1 Kings 17, not much was known about Elijah. All we had was Elijah the Tishbite. And so that's what we hear, and so on. Anyway, like him, these two prophets, when they come out, they will be, their appearance will be sudden and dramatic. like a boat out of the blue sky. Out of the blue sky, there's no cloud. You just see a bolt of lightning, quick and powerful. Praise the Lord. Dramatic. That's how Elijah moved. Praise the Lord. It was sweet. And it came dramatically, and all of a sudden, and so on. So these two prophets will appear when the cup of iniquity is full, when that blasphemous beast man of sin and so on coming to his, you know, to the end and so on. Now, their denunciation, these two prophets, their denunciation will stand forth as a trumpet against the Antichrist and his work. They will be unsparing. They won't spare. Amen?
Amen.
Just like Elijah didn't spare Ahab or the kingdom of Jezebel. Amen? They will not spare anything. All the false religion, they won't spare them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Today they are making and just doing all kind of things and so on. When these two prophets appear, they will be unsparing in their words. Holy, they will hold the word of God into the teeth of the Antichrist and his followers. Amen?
Amen.
It's time for a rebuke for their wickedness. They will rebuke them for their wickedness. Praise the Lord. They will expose the Antichrist as being the devil incarnate. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, and the devil hates to be exposed. Amen?
Amen?
The devil always hates to be exposed. So they will expose the Antichrist as being the devil incarnate, have been deceiving the world and so on. But these two prophets are coming with the word of God, and they will expose them for whom, I mean, the Antichrist, for who he is. Satan incarnate. The witnesses will speak with great authority. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They won't speak enigmatically. Amen?
Amen?
They will speak with great authority because they are from the living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you can know whom they represent. And so, as will, they will cause plagues to visit the earth or the land. Amen? At their command. Plagues. Today, there are many incurable diseases and so on. At that time, there are even plagues they have never seen before. Amen?
Amen?
That's why the world will be forced to pay attention. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They will draw attention of the world by their ministry. And so, just like Ahab couldn't dispose of Elijah. Amen?
Amen.
He can't say that nothing to him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He was forced to pay attention. So the world will be forced to pay attention. In the days of Moses in Egypt, Pharaoh, oppressing God's people, and so forth, that, you know, was forced to pay attention when Moses returned 40 years later. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He could do some little things by magicians and so on, but when you are dealing with the Almighty, you have to come to your end somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
He has no beginning or end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end.
Amen.
He is the first and the last.
Amen.
He is the Almighty.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says, woe is the man that wrestle or contend with his maker. Amen?
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Don't try with God. Just believe his word and be blessed. So the two witnesses will denounce the blasphemous claims. The Bible says those seven heads have upon them words of blasphemy, isn't it? These two prophets are here to straighten those things out. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise to the Lord Jesus. And put the world into their next stage of punishment and so on, that, you know. So they will denounce the blasphemous claims of the man of sin who has defied himself, or deified himself rather, as God. You know, in the temple last week, he said there that he is God, you know, as well. So these two prophets are there to expose him for who he is, Satan incarnate. Now, they will boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is none other than the true Messiah. Amen?
Amen.
That Israel once rejected. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that, you see, now, Israel as a nation will be saved in one day as one nation, as a nation. Amen?
Amen.
If God did with us Gentiles as individuals, God did with Israel as a nation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? We witness to them now in our own time why the Gentiles in this transition, yeah, we witness, we send tracts, we support them all we can. But again, the Jew won't believe until they see a prophet of their own. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like Moses and Elijah. That's why, you know, it will be at their time as well. So they will receive the same gospel that we have already received, because there's only one God here and so on. So now, what that we have that we do and so on. So, so their activities will cause the Antichrist to be beside himself with rage. Because why? The devil hates to be exposed. Amen?
Amen.
The Antichrist will send his execution squad. Talking about the future now. That before us. The Antichrist, we can see him sending his execution squad against them. But what will happen? As in the days of Elijah, fire will proceed out from them and will consume their enemies and so forth. So what even happened in Israel in the days of Ahab and Jezebel? They are the antitype, amen, of what to be at the end time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, we spoke before, just as many biblical characters typify Christ, so many other people have come into the world that typify the devil and so on, is forerunner. Praise the Lord. Same thing is going to happen and so on. Remember, the days of Elijah the prophet and so on, when the king will go and get Elijah and so on, you see, and said the captain of 50, the first one, the prophet said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And it was so. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Holy fire from heaven. Don't you ever forget that the Antichrist himself has a massive military power. But we are dealing with the Almighty. It's a different thing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's so much a massive, or it will so much amass, or it's amassing now, that means so great a military power. Even the people of the world say, who is like unto the beast? That's in 13 of Revelation. Who can make war with him? Amen? He got all the things, atomic power, hydrogen bomb and so on. But just like in the days of Ahab, and there were no match for the power of God in Elijah. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All the military accumulation and so on will be like nothing when these two prophets show up. It is a future revealed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So, upon it all, see, they can do nothing before these two, because they are anointed of the Lord. So, now, so the Antichrist will go forth a desperate attempt to destroy the witnesses, or at least to throttle or hinder or limit, you know, their activities. We're just talking the future as painted by the scriptures and so on. Despite all the efforts of the Antichrist to destroy the witnesses, they will continue their witnessing anyway. Praise God. They will continue. No more than Pharaoh can stop Moses. Amen? No more can Pharaoh stop Moses. You know, all the time they will be exposing the Antichrist's satanic character and securing an ever-increasing following. Those true Jews, amen? They will come, amen? They believe the two witnesses. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the true Jew will believe the two. The first one won't, but the true Jews, you know, we believe the two witnesses that Christ is the Messiah. So we see that. So then what else can we say will happen at that time? Although the Antichrist fury will exceed all bounds, his efforts are in vain until the witnesses ministry of 1260 days have finished. They are going to witness for 1260 days. That's 3.5 years. We are using, God here is using the prophetic calendar, amen?
Amen.
Of 30 days per month. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Divide 1260 into 30, and so on, you get 42. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's 3.5 years. Praise God.
Amen.
That God will switch to that calendar in that time as well. Now, let's, what we have been saying is that in Revelation 11, verse 3. We just kind of expanded them, whatever. And I will give power, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And if any man will hurt them, like we already said before, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. See? When the Antichrist sent, you know, people to go and destroy them, they are no match to them and so on. They are no match. So, they are enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Verse 6. These have the power to shut heaven, that is coming a terrible drought upon the face of the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Terrible drought, I will say so. These have power to shut heaven, that it rained not in the days of their prophecy, which we are told here is 1260 days, and have power over the waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, known and unknown. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All plagues, known and unknown, as often as they will, God has empowered them to do that. Praise the Lord. That's why the Lord is warning his people, no time to be here. Amen?
Amen.
Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And be ready. So, well, let's begin to wrap this up now. The kingdom of the beast. In the final act, the Antichrist will confront the two witnesses on the streets of Jerusalem, futuristic, to the dismay of their friends and the rejoicing of those who follow the Antichrist. The Antichrist will succeed in slaying the witnesses. So can you imagine? Those who call fire from heaven, those who have turned plague upon the earth, those who have turned water into blood upon the earth, now the Lord will allow them to be killed in the city of Jerusalem. At that particular moment, you'll be wondering, if you just stop here, oh, why did God do this? It's yet for a greater glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we see that one. But the people of the Antichrist will rejoice and so on, that this is done. The proceedings will be viewed all over the world. Now, when this was written in 96 AD, you'll be wondering, how can all the world see this event? In our day now, that's no longer a mystery, right? Amen?
Amen.
The Bible foretold this, everything you see around you are prophesied. Amen?
Amen.
Satellite television is prophesied right here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you see now how near the end is really? That is the whole purpose and so forth, you know? So, you can, today, anything happening in the world, right on your cell phone, right on your television, they can broadcast them. Praise the Lord. That's no longer a mystery to the world. So, the world television and so on, satellite and so on, have been made ready. God foresaw all these things. John couldn't call them television. Amen. He couldn't call them satellites. Amen. They call the people that down who understand it. The Bible is written to be understood by all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because it's the word of God. They don't know satellites in the days of John. Praise God.
Amen.
So at one time, the Bible says, as birds flying, so we, the Lord, defend Jerusalem. Amen. He even said that they will carry upon eagle's wings. Amen. The prophets can't know what is called aeroplane. Amen. They can only see things like the birds flying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's finish this up somewhere here. So now, let's see what I've been saying. Revelation 11, verse 7. Now, all of us have been trying to expand is here in Revelation 11, verse 7. And it says this. And when they shall have finished their testimony, nobody can touch them until they have finished their testimony. Amen?
Amen.
The beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So that's in Jerusalem out there. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations, God put nations there, amen,
amen,
shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer them, their dead bodies, to be put in grave. But we say all nations will see them. Again, back to what we are saying, amen,
amen.
How can all nations see them? When I was nothing like satellite and so on, but God called it the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when you see your modern inventions, the Bible already spoke about them, and we are at the end time. Verse 10 says this. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, because they have tormented the earth, really. And make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. Amen? They thought they have seen the end of God. There's no end to God, amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For 3 days, those who have worshipped the beast, I'm putting a note here, will rejoice, like we just read now, and send gifts one to another. The Antichrist, in his intense interest for the two witnesses, will leave their bodies on the streets as an act of supreme indignity, just to indignify them, amen?
Amen.
That's what he's going to do for them, because you know, you've been tormented so much. To be viewed by all who pass by, you pass the old world, like you read the Bible here. But watch what happened. After 3 days and a half, an event suddenly takes place. Let's see what happens now. See? Life comes into the body of the two prophets. They are brethren, and they put them in the sea for 3.5 days, but life came to them. And they stand to their feet and ascend to heaven, bringing great fear upon the onlookers. Revelation 11:11. Let me read. And after three days, and they have the spirit of life from God enter into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they had a great voice. Now, and they had a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In that day, their TVs, their cell phones, we witnessed 2 dead men who have been dead for 3 days, rising up, standing upon their feet, and ascending to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The hand of the Lord. These are events. That's why there's a delay until all this technology be in place. Satellites, even if you are in your village, you have a cell phone, you will see them. Amen?
Amen.
All have been prepared for this time. And the time of the end is now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, the thing is this. The Lord vindicated his prophet. God has not forsaken the divine injunction in Psalm 105, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a divine injunction from the Almighty, and he's still doing that. So we see to those two prophets in there. Now, what the Antichrist did not know when he said those two prophets was that God only allowed them to even show them greater signs from heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Like Pharaoh of old, his heart was hardened. And the more he refused the Jews from going, or Israel from going for Egypt, the more signs God showed. Amen?
Amen?
So is it here and so on. So the Antichrist didn't know that he was dealing with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Amen? Praise the Lord. The resurrection and the life sent those prophets. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. John 11. Remember, Lazarus, the Lord's friend, you know, and he had 2 sisters. We are finishing up now. So we are talking about the going up of the 2 prophets. That, you know, it is the Lord himself and so on. So in John 11, we see the story of Lazarus, the Lord's friend and everything. And he had 2 sisters, Mary and Martha. When the Lord comes to the Jerusalem area, he does his business in the temple, but he will always withdraw himself to Bethany. Bethany is the home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. I always like Bethany because that is also the place. You take it. Praise the Lord. I always like Bethany. That is the place where the Lord ascended to heaven. Amen. If you look at the last pages of Luke 24, I believe that's where it is and so on. You know, at Bethany and so on. The Bible says he led them as far as Bethany, somewhere in the Bible. Amen. And from there, he ascended to heaven. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so and Lazarus died. And the Lord waited 3 to 4 days. I believe it is. Amen. Like the 2 witnesses were laid in the sea for 3.5 days. Amen. Think of what happened. All the organs of the body have ceased working. Of course, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The heart and the brain, everything is decaying and so on. But like Lazarus in the Bible, God has witnesses, amen?
Amen.
There was a precedent to that with the Lord, you know, and Lazarus and so on. And in John 11, you know the story and so on, verse 21, and Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother has not died, amen? Praise God. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou we ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. You know, many of the time, even we believers and so on, we talk about the past, what God did, and what God will do in the future. Why about now? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he is the Lord God, the very present help in trouble. Amen?
Amen.
The God that delivers and does deliver, and will yet deliver us. Amen?
Amen.
He is the present, the past, and the future. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know in the future he will rise. Jesus, I'm talking about now. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Why
postpone your blessing? Today is the day of salvation. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. This day is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. Anybody not say this? Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe it out this. Praise the Lord. Right there, the resurrection of the life was the one who said those two prophets. Amen.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. And we see how he raised up Lazarus in that place. So, and also he raised them up, those two prophets and so on. Now, also we remember the Bible said they went up into heaven in the cloud, just like the Lord himself in Acts chapter 1. The Lord's ascension, we are told this in verse 9. It's the same Lord Jesus working miracles and raise those two prophets up. The Lord will send his cloud to receive the two witnesses in Acts 1:9. And when he had spoken these things, meaning the Lord, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Amen?
Amen.
The same kind, the Lord sent a cloud wherein those two witnesses ascended up to heaven. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Even look at the command to those two witnesses. Come up here. See? And a voice from heaven saying that. And they ascended. That is the same voice that called the bride up in the rapture time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because in Revelation 4, the same word was used. In Revelation 4, John beloved is a type of the bride elect. He was a representative of the bride elect. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was what he was. He read this one in Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened. Afterward, the church ages have passed, and so on. You know, at its rapture time. I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. So, that's the type, it depicts the rapture of the church. Here is one of the scriptures that depicts the rapture of the church. John the beloved here is like the elect representative and so on. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The same word that usher in, that raised up those two prophets and so on, the same, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
Come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. Praise God. So that one scripture depicting the rapture, and that same voice that said come up after the two witnesses is the same voice that called up the bride in the rapture time. Now, one more thing in another scripture of the rapture or translation is found in this scripture which we are all familiar with. That's Revelation, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise forth. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. See, the clouds. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We are only depicting the resurrection of those two witnesses, that the Lord himself is the one acting and doing all these things. So, in finishing up, at the time of the end, this is just a title now. I won't go into this one. What happened from there? So, we're going to jump into the future of the beast. and his end and so on. At the time of the end, the king of the north, meaning Russia, will come against him, against the Antichrist. This one line, we can expand another maybe 1 hour of talking. Will come against him and succeed in taking Jerusalem. So he come against, because remember that all activities are in Israel, in Jerusalem in particular. So in the midst of these things, the king of the, that's why you see Russia arising now. Amen?
Yeah.
He has a place in prophecy. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the king of the north. Praise the Lord Jesus. In the time of Reagan, I always say it here, we thought the Cold War was over. No, wasn't over. See? He has a role to play at the end time. So the king of the north will come against him. No, to no. We're talking about the Antichrist and his kingdom, right? And the reign of it. So I'm just summarizing his end now. We come against him and so on. But in that one will overrun Jerusalem and so on. The next thing, the Antichrist himself will move against the king of the north with great fury. Titus, I'm not going to expand on that. Now, end of the Antichrist is this. We just pick up his rising, talk a little bit about his reigning and so on, and then about his ending and what will happen, the king of the north coming against him, and then himself coming against the king of the north with great fury, and then here is the end of it all. The end of the Antichrist and the false prophet, which I read partly before. But suddenly, the Lord from heaven will appear. Now, where I am now, where I want to read now, means that the invasion of Israel has taken place, Armageddon, and so on, has in place and so on. So let's see what happened to the false prophet and the Antichrist. But suddenly the Lord from heaven will appear on the scene, and both the armies of the north, both the Russian army and so forth, and those of the beast will meet their doom. I will take pleasure in reading from Revelation 19, which we have read before. So we skip many events, right? We just title them the invasion of the king of the north. Even the king of the south will come. We are going to skip all those things and just conclude these things to see the Antichrist and so on, how it can never be a match for God. Revelation 19, taking pleasure to read from verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he has judged and make war. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Lord himself coming at the end of time. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, in all things he behold him to be like unto his brethren. Amen?
Amen.
The elect will receive a new name. Amen?
Amen.
Which no man will know but you alone. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, unto in all things he behold him to be like unto his brethren. Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have a new name. Only you will know it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See? The Bible is so beautiful. God's word is so wonderful. 13. And he was clothed with a vesture deep in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's why at the end of time, that's a restoration of God's word to God's elect. Amen?
Amen.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him, and upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Huh. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. That's coming a great slaughter, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, could be king of Russia, and so on, and the China, and all those people, and the flesh of captains, all the militaries of the world as well, who came to fight against Jerusalem as well, you know, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, which I read this scripture before, and the kings of the earth, so the beast, that's the beast and so on, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. They are fighting against the armies of heaven. And the beast was taken, and we seen the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. Can you now see now? Those who received the mark were deceived. Amen? Praise the Lord. They were deceived. But thank God the bride is out of here. And then that worship him, his image, they were all deceived. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just a very brief survey of the reign of the Antichrist. We skip many events. That invasion of the king of the north and so on is just a whole big subject. But we see his rising and we see his falling. Amen?
Amen.
And we see his end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And because Bible says it is not about the time that said the church, the time is short. Amen?
Amen.
Now, today is the day of salvation. Don't postpone your time of giving all of you to all of yourself to Christ. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Like the song we just read here. At that time, it will be too late. No man need go through that terrible time in the history of the world. Amen?
Amen?
There is a way of escape. There's only one way. That way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. To those who already receive Christ, you want to dedicate yourself more than ever before. Amen? If you don't know how you are standing with him, today is the day of salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We cannot but be happy to read of the glorious thing who come to those who love the Lord. Even as it is written, eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither has he entered to the heart of any man, what the Lord has in store for them that love him. But this he has revealed unto us by his Spirit. And because you are a righteous judge, Lord, your message at the end time both prepare the believer and warns the unbeliever that the day of judgment are not far off, that all men should repent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe the gospel. That is the only way. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the end time message is saying. Why the judgment is delayed, Lord, we thank you, because he does not, is it not willing that any man should perish, that all should come to the salvation that the blood of Jesus Christ has purchased for all men. Father, we thank you, for it is written that the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, cleanses us from all sins, and that the Lord Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. So now, Lord, as the days are closing, we pray that we draw many, many more, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Make us effective witnesses, Lord. That's our number one job right here now. Lord, to warn the world of the impending doom. We don't know how long more, Lord. It could be tomorrow. As we have read this scripture now. Now, it's time to make things right with God. Today is the day of salvation. So therefore, Lord, we thank you. Help us to keep watching. Help us to keep witnessing. And we pray that you will account us worthy, Lord, not to escape all these things. And the Lord said that in Luke 21, having warned us of how terrible these things are, then he showed us how to escape them. 36, Luke 21. He said, watch ye therefore and pray always, that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Thank God for that, for an escape. in the mighty name of Jesus. And the escape is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Having received to our life, it's just the beginning. Then we serve him with all our heart. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all thy might and with all thy power. So Lord, grant unto us, Lord, day by day, to be faithful and to be true to you. We thank you this morning as we live here, Lord. When we come to fellowship like this, Lord, Lord, we just hinted and there, we have to go back, Lord God, and search the scriptures. If these things are really so, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if they are really so, if there be anything, any rebellious man in us, or any kind of a thing that is contrary, like we sing in the song, that we may surrender all to Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for thy blessings, Lord. We are blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. So the Lord wants us to know the future. Yeah? That's why, because he loves us.